White Emma, St. Helena, California, September 16, 1907. Mrs. J. E. White, Edgefield, Tennessee. My dear daughter Emma, I was pleased to receive your letter. I am not strong, neither am I sick, nor an invalid. My pen is in my hand as usual this morning. I could not sleep after 3 o'clock. I have always dreaded the thought that as I advanced in years, I might not be able to use the limbs that have been injured, but I can go up and down stairs quite readily. I try to rest my mind for 1 or 2 hours each day by riding out in the fresh air. I have an easy carriage, and would be pleased if I could have your company in my daily rides. It is not quite daylight. I have just been broken off in my writing to say goodbye to Miss Peck, who is leaving us to engage in schoolwork at College View. She is accompanied by Brother James' 2 eldest children, Stanley, a strong young man, and his sister Winifred. Both are intelligent young persons, and we are all pleased that they can go with Miss Peck. Both are church members and have attended the church school here. For a short time, Winifred did my housework, for which I paid her $5 a week. She had been working in the food factory before this. We found her an intelligent housekeeper and able to do her work without having to be told what she must do. Stanley has worked on the farm with his father and has become a good worker in that line. Brother and sister James will miss their children very much, but it was thought such an excellent opportunity for them to go under Sister Peck's care that they were willing to have them leave. Miss Peck was the church school teacher here when the school was first started. Besides doing this work, she has kept my books. The past year she has been making books for our church schools. Brother and Sister James have an excellent family. The children are 11 in number, and as soon as they can walk, they are taught to be helpful about the home. Religious interests are always made first. I would not be willing to exchange my farmer for any other person that I know of. I could not have a better helper than Brother James. When he first came here, he devoted his Sabbaths to holding meetings with unbelievers. He was always welcomed, for he explains the Scriptures in a clear and acceptable way. Now he finds that he must spend more time with his growing family. Since that time, our farm has become an important item. Brother James planted many loganberry vines, and when the fruit is ripe, he sells it. This year he has sold more than $100 worth of fruit. When he came, the orchard was run down and had very little valuable fruit on it. He went to work and grafted our apple trees, and I wish you could see some of the apples we have had from our orchard this year. Some of them are larger than the Northern Spy. They are much like the Northern Spy in form, but I think I never looked upon such perfection, both of form and color. I ate one and was delighted with its flavor. I wish I could send you some, but I am afraid they will not bear transportation. The bellflowers come next in my estimation. These trees also, it was thought, would have to be grafted or uprooted. We preferred to graft. We have not had such a good showing of delicious corn as we had last year. Last year we had enough to supply our neighbors. But although the supply has been limited, we have all enjoyed it while it lasted. Next come the grapes, which we are now enjoying. They are delicious. We will make no wine, for we find this does not pay, and we have not a large crop. A year ago last spring, Brother James bought 2 horses for farm work. Horses were hard to obtain, and we were forced to purchase. I have already been offered $500 for these grays. We have now 2 beautiful colts about 3 months old, and the gray mares are in excellent condition. We are expecting that the sister's steward will arrive today. We drove twice to the station for them yesterday, but were disappointed. They did not come. The daughter, Miss Stewart, will become one of my workers. We miss Maggie very much, for we have a large amount of bookmaking that ought to be done at once. We have an excellent couple in the home, Brother and Sister Mason. Brother Mason is my bookkeeper, and Sister Mason is matron. She is not robust, but her husband helps her in the house in many ways. No unpleasant word is spoken, and this is as it should be among those who are preparing to unite with the heavenly family in the city of God. I have written these lines while my lamp is burning dimly. I am very grateful to my Heavenly Father for every blessing. I allow no complaints to pass my lips. I have now as workers Sister Stewart, Brother Chrysler, Dorez Robinson, Minnie Hawkins, and Helen Graham. Wilfred and Mabel Workman are now in Washington. Wilfred wished to have the experience he could gain by working with a superior builder. He also desires to get some further training for the work. When the school building at Washington is finished, all the building work will be completed. I wish you could see the place. It is 5 miles from Washington City. I think Frank Belden has seen it. The printing office and sanitarium are now crowded together, but both have the space they need. The Lord has worked in our behalf in enabling us to secure a choice location from which the light of truth may go forth in clear, bright rays. Oh, that our people would realize that the end of all things is at hand. My work is to reach those who have never heard the truth with the message, "Come, for all things are now ready." Luke 14, verse 17.